Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is available to you. You may dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, this show so far tonight has been full of great news, and I like it when we can talk about good news because there's just so much bad news in the world. It's refreshing when there's something pleasant to say. And it is. It pleases me to be able to say that Alaska is now the third state in the United States that has legalized cannabis. Not fully, but, you know, they're in the going in the right direction. They've got up to an ounce that's legal. That's effective today. And then also next year in Alaska, they will have dispensaries. You can also grow plants right now, today. You can legally grow up to, I think it was, six plants, three of them fully mature, in Alaska. Also, D.C. coming up Thursday. If everything goes as planned, Washington, D.C. will have legalized cannabis. And theirs is up to 2 ounces possession, up to 6 seedlings and 3 mature plants. There will be no...
It's the same thing.
6 seedlings.
6 and 3, right?
Yeah, I guess that's right. Well, no, not necessarily, because in D.C.
In D.C. it was 6 plants total, of which 3 may be flowering.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
So this would allow 9 plants total, of which 3 can be flowering, I think.
Okay.
6 seedlings plus 3 flowering.
If you're in D.C., do your own research. This isn't legal advice. We're just reading the news here. So 2 ounces in D.C., plants allowed in D.C., but no sales. No sales in D.C. There's no plan for any dispensaries or anything like that. So it's not perfect, but it's pretty amazing that something like that can happen in Washington, D.C. And by the way, that's in spite of Congress trying to step in the way. And I've got a story about what exactly is going on. Like, why is this happening the way it is? Because D.C.'s government is challenging Congress, basically, you know, calling them out, saying, we don't think what you've done has blocked legalization. We're going to go through with what the voters wanted us to do.
Well, first off, Congress shouldn't have anything to do with passing laws in Washington, D.C.
Generally, they don't. They've only used their power like 3 times in 40 years to block something. But technically, they can block anything that goes
through. Concern was, and the reason they were given that power, as I understand it, is because they were afraid that the city authorities were going to pass laws that, for example, would make it impossible for Congress to do its job somehow.
To block the roads, too.
Or, you know, it's the same reason that Congress critters are privileged from arrest while they're on their way to session, because they were afraid that local authorities would arrest congressmen who were about to make a vote that they didn't like. So, it's hidden in the arcana of the Constitution.
I suppose it's possible,
and
right?
Of course, is D.C. mentioned in the Constitution at all?
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. It wasn't immediately going... Of course, the constitutional government first sat in Philadelphia, didn't they?
I think it's New York City.
Was it New York City?
Washington, D.C. was inaugurated in New York City. That much I know. Philadelphia, however, was, I believe, the largest city in the Western Hemisphere.
Well, it was Philadelphia was the capital during the Whiskey Rebellion. I don't remember when that happened.
Whiskey Rebellion was under Washington.
Was under Washington, so that would be post-Constitution.
Call BS on that one.
Okay, the reason I believe that is a book that I read called The Probability Brooch.
Oh, yeah, I read that one,
by, too. By L. Neil Smith, and it talks about Albert Gallatin convincing the army that was sent out to enforce the whiskey tax in this alternate universe. He convinced them into turning around, marching back to Washington, D.C., and hanging George Washington as a traitor.
Apparently, I am mistaken. Philadelphia was one of the nation's capitals during the Revolutionary War, and the city served as a temporary U.S. capital while Washington, D.C. was under construction. So, there you go.
And, of course, I misspoke there. He talked about marching them back to Philadelphia to hang George Washington.
The capital.
the capital.
Houston Chronicle reporting. We can come back to marijuana legalization and sort of the conflict, what's happening in D.C., but a little bit of bad news for you here tonight. We, on this show, tend to be big fans of the idea of secession. I know I certainly am a big fan of that. Rich Paul, how do you feel about secession? Should we have it sooner rather than later?
It's got to be either secession or proper enforcement of the 10th Amendment in order for the nullification in order for the Free State Project to achieve its goals. So I'm generally in favor of secession everywhere in the world too, yeah. Just on general principle.
I'm for smaller areas having more autonomy because I think that gives you an opportunity to essentially be served by whatever governing body there is. And frankly, I think you should be able to sort of take your property and secede too. As long as you can, you know, get whatever the services are. I don't think you should be using a road that you're not paying to maintain. I don't think you should be getting, trash pickup from an organization you're not paying to pick up your trash. So,
well, I should be able to use a road if someone else wants to pay to maintain it. Like, let's say Goodyear wants to sponsor a road.
That's like saying that I think you should be able to listen to radio stations that advertisers sponsor, yeah. Because you're paying for the listening to the radio station by listening to the advertising. This is why I stand against ad block on the internet, yeah. Because so many sites are paid for by ads, and then somebody turns off the ads.
Yeah, I just want to make it clear that when you say something like, oh, well, you should have to pay for the road, that's just one way to organize, like, free market roads. Another way would be sponsorships where you don't have to pay.
I think it would be a great idea if businesses, say, in town wanted to sponsor sections of the road, and maybe they write on the road, brought to you by Walmart or wherever.
Absolutely.
Would they do anything to prevent ad block in your personal and your perfect world?
I think that somebody who makes a browser can choose to do that, or somebody who has a website can attempt to somehow foil ad block.
I've seen sites that will foil it. There are certain video ads that will not run. The video, like if you click on a video with an ad block on, if it's set up the right way, the video that you're requesting, the one you actually want to see, not the ad, the video will not run. If you turn off ad block, then the ad plays, then the video you want to see will run. So there are some creative ways that they've gotten around it. Here's a story from Houston Chronicle.
That people have become too entitled when it comes to the internet. The fact is that everything, Tan Snaffle, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. And when, businesses are paying, like they do on Free Talk Live, businesses pay our paychecks to keep us coming here, and then, that's how it is on internet sites. And then when you put on ad block, yeah, there's too much of it. Some of it, feels like it's going to give you epilepsy. Just don't go to those sites.
It seemed like a typical congressional meeting for the Republic of Texas. Senators and the president gathered in the center of a Bryan, Texas meeting hall, surrounded by public onlookers to debate issues of the national currency, develop international relations, and celebrate the birthday of one of their oldest members. You got to give these Republic of Texas guys credit, man. They have a well-developed secessionist movement.
They do.
Down there. But this wasn't 1836, and this would be no ordinary legislative conference. Minutes into the meeting, a man among the onlookers stood and moved to open the hall door, letting in an armed and armored force of the Bryan Police Department, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, the Kerr County Sheriff's Office, agents of the Texas District Attorney, the Texas Rangers, and the FBI.
Speaking of unfortunate names, Kerr County. Right? Like it's an insult for dogs.
Yeah.
It's spelled K-E-R-R.
Let's see.
In the end, at least 20 officers corralled, searched, and fingerprinted all 60 meeting attendees before seizing cell phones, all of them, and recording equipment in a Valentine's Day 2015 raid on the Texas separatist group. John Jarnicki, president of the Republic of Texas, says, quote, "We had no idea what was going on. We knew of nothing that would warrant such an action," unquote. The raid was a response, apparently, to legal summonses sent by the Republic of Texas members to a Kerr County judge and bank employee, demanding they appear in the Republic's court at the Veterans and Foreign Wars building in Bryan the day the officers stormed in. Jarnicki's group, the subject of a half-hour YouTube documentary, maintains a small working government, including official currency, Congress, and courts. Now, we've heard about this before on Free Talk Live, where people will call in and they'll say, we need to make our own courts and send out our own subpoenas. You remember these calls?
Oh, yeah, this happens all the time.
Well, people say it all the time, but do they actually do it? Well, apparently in Texas, they tried that, and that got them a raid. We'll explain a little bit more about why that happened. What was the charge? Was there a charge? 855-450-FREE, or did they just steal everyone's cell phones? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up here in moments.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out to us that way if you prefer. I would prefer it because generally you will sound better if you're on Skype. And if you sound better, we might be able to keep you on a little bit longer. You never know. So again, Skype in at username lrn.fm. And ExpressCoin is where you need to go to get cryptocurrencies at a great price. Bitcoins, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the United States or in Canada, it is ExpressCoin.com. Plus, you can do it from your smartphone now by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. So we've talked about these, or we've talked to people in the past on Free Talk Live who have said, we need to create our own courts. We need common law courts where we can subpoena these judges and these prosecutors and bring them to justice by the people because they're frustrated with the government one-size-fits-all monopoly court system and they want to create an alternative.
This sounds like an even worse idea to me than sort of agorism, right? Like the idea that you're going to...
Even worse than agorism? We got to come back to
this
that.
This is agorism, Mark.
No, this is not agorism.
Yes, it is.
I would not call it agorism.
No, no. If you look at... What was it? I read Konkin's manifesto or whatever, the guy who sort of... coined the term.
Well, that
puts
you up above 70% of the agorists. Go ahead.
I read it a long time ago, and if I'm recalling correctly, he had different phases of agorism. So, like, there was this phase where kind of people are just quietly doing business underground, and then over time, the businesses started to come out from the underground and start competing with the existing status quo, and including competing with the government.
True, but in Konkin's vision, before they actually tried to enforce their will on government officials, they become powerful enough to do so. And the Republican of Texas has clearly failed to notice this step.
No. I think you're missing something here. They're not forcing people to come to their court. They're just sending out subpoenas. They're saying, we, the Republic of Texas, are having court on this date, and you know, we order you to show up, or something like that. I mean, I haven't read the actual subpoena, but it's not. They're not going to show up at the judge's house and put a gun to his head to force him to come to their court.
So, well, the question in my mind is there any language in their legalisms that they sent out that might imply that they would? Because if so, that it would be a threat to kidnap.
That's certainly possible, in which case maybe...
It would explain the raid.
Well, no. I haven't gotten to the rest of the story here yet. The raid was done simply because they were doing what is called simulating legal procedure. So if you pretend like...
We did this in high school.
Well, that was a government school. It's totally okay there. but my point here is, to the point that this is agorism, is that the vision from Konkin, and I'm not signed on with this vision or anything like that, it's just, this is my recollection, was that, yes, Rich, you're right, that up to a certain point, they're not powerful enough to compel the government to go into these courts. But at some point, the idea was to compete in the open marketplace, so create, like, to create mediation services or arbitration services that would compete with the government court system, ultimately then out-competing them in the marketplace by allowing people to choose one of those options instead of the government option. So technically, this is kind of that.
That's certainly possible, although, you know, he was talking about for-profit protection agencies eventually being able to protect you from the government.
Yes, that would be the ultimate, that's the final step, right, where that essentially, that's like the fourth or the next to final step, where the final step is the government essentially becomes a band of brigands and, you know, essentially disbands.
Have you read Konkin's newer book, An Agorist Primer?
I have not.
I highly recommend it. I handed it around a lot when I was in jail, and people seem to like it. It takes out some of the criticism and infighting stuff from the 1970s libertarian movement, which is in a new libertarian manifesto, and it gives a very nice view of agorism.
But do you see my point that why I'm arguing
I
this
do
is,
see
this
your
could be
point.
Accurate.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's a half-assed attempt at something similar to one of the stages of agorism. I don't believe that the people who are engaged in it are actually agorists.
Oh no, I wasn't suggesting that at all. But eventually,
it is similar to something that would be a stage of agorism.
Right, and I think that you know, and what we're seeing is what we predicted on this show is that as soon as you start to compete with the government, they get real serious and they start getting violent. They don't want you out there providing protection services. That's why they threatened the guys from Oath Keepers who were going around standing up on rooftops in Ferguson protecting businesses. The government threatened those guys over that. They also will go after you if you try to fix a road. You can't go out in most places and fill a pothole. That's illegal unless you are the government's contractor.
A lot of
and
times
so the same thing's happening here.
You can get away with pothole filling usually, but if you try to say paint a crosswalk on the road something like that, they will definitely come out and scrub that thing right off.
I'll tell you more about what happened to the Republic of Texas guys here in a moment because we just kind of got started on that. Steve, though, is on the line in Illinois. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Mark.
Steve? Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is kind of off topic, but earlier this evening, or maybe it was this morning, I seen you guys had posted a video from a man from Michigan. He's going through child support issues. And
was this on our Facebook page?
I think this is the guy that
Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the guy that apparently is liable for a child that is not his, and because this happens all the time.
Oh, the Detroit case. He's had the paternity test. It shows that it's not him.
And the first time he met the kid was at the paternity test, because there's been a lot of instances where men have been liable for children that aren't theirs, but usually they've been the daddy. You know, they were there when the kid was born, or they were with the mom for a period of time, or whatever, that their name got put on some paperwork, and then a judge says, yep. Well, you paid for that kid for a period of time. It's yours now.
I think that's crazy.
Truly.
Exactly. But yeah, well, my best friend is going through the same situation and here in Illinois. And I was just wondering if there's any groups that might help him take that to the Supreme Court, because he has went through our local courts and the child has proved not to be his in the DNA. But the judge, you know, still said, well, you're liable because your name is on the birth certificate.
Yep. There are various men's rights groups out there that might be interested in that case. I don't know anything about them. I've avoided having children, so I didn't have to find out about how men are treated by the legal system. But I would check the men's rights groups.
Okay. You don't have any, like, we can look up online or anything to send our story?
I can't point you to any particular ones, but if you Google men's rights, those
and
are
then
quotated
add your
phrase.
State or add
yeah,
your city.
Yeah, add your state or your city.
That's what I would
there
recommend.
There you go.
Too.
Steve, good luck. Thank you for the call tonight. It's stories like that that make me glad I have a vasectomy. The toll-free number.
Wait a second, Ian.
It's not
these are
him.
Guys that are...
He could have a vasectomy.
Both of those cases, the gentleman said that, you know, that the paternity suit said that it wasn't his. A guy that lived with a woman would know that it wasn't his. The vasectomy isn't going to help in this circumstance.
In the case of this parasite, poor bastard paying the child support, you are not the father.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still, it helps to have one, in my opinion. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, listeners. SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can win some prizes.
Yeah, you can get one of three $50 gift certificates to Corporate Sellout Clothing. They've got some really awesome t-shirts with some cool sayings on them. All you have to do is go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out our listener survey. We've got some, you know, questions there. We'd like to find out more about you. You're going to have to give us your email address if you want to win the contest. It is optional on the survey, so you don't have to give it to us. You just won't win if you don't, but please go fill it out anyway. International listeners may win, but you'll likely have to cover some shipping costs. It's demo.freetalklive.com.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-453. We've got Skype. That's where James in Arizona is. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of one digging his own grave, to quote Ian Freeman on Sunday night's edition of Free Talk Live, but I'm sure you didn't think he was talking about burying your family alive, or you for that matter. But I should like to respond to that shameless smear and you bringing up some one Ernie Hancock, the sucker he is in life as he shall be in death for sure if he doesn't repent and atone for his dope dealing for a living.
You sure are upset at a lot of libertarian
You're saying Ernie Hancock is a dope dealer?
Isn't he the
Minister
guy
Bernard,
who did
Minister Bernard, may I answer that question? anybody like what he was doing this morning, which he's been doing for over 10 years, having children on that are convinced that the towers were taken down as a false flag operation to send the U.S. military into Iraq and Afghanistan for oil. May I tell the rest of the story, the true side of the story, about his shameless use of the status to come knock on my door at 7:30 in the morning in September of 2006? Since you brought it up, Minister Edgington, can I tell the whole story without you hanging up on me?
How long are we talking about here?
Well, the answer is no.
Well, you brought it up, didn't you?
And that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean that you can monopolize the rest of the show.
What does matter, Mark? Hey, Minister Edge, why don't you listen to me carefully? What does matter is you accuse me of a minority report crime that I'm going to commit murder against you and your family.
You certainly talk about my death a great deal.
And you did that on national radio.
No.
You did that on national radio. I should like to respond to the other crap you said in addition to it.
Well, you can pick one thing to respond to.
Pick one thing.
Try to do it in 2 minutes.
Oh, really? I got some time limit on me, but you can smear me as much as you want after I...
It's not your show, bro. You raging lunatic who talks about my death all the time.
About your death? What Catholics do is pray for our sinners, and if you don't repent and atone, when you do die, you will be punished for it.
It's people like you that makes people think that religious people are psychos.
Right.
You're quite clearly one, and you know, I would think that religious people everywhere would be embarrassed to be associated with someone like you. So if you really want to do a service to your religion, maybe you should shut up.
That's fine with me if anybody wants to be embarrassed by my religiosity. You should be embarrassed by the two tax scammers you're sitting in between. But if I make
They successfully avoided theft? I'm proud to be with people who successfully protect their property against theft.
James avoids taxes by not working.
Thanks for the call, James. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the number. You can bring up absolutely anything, but you should focus. Focus like a laser on the one thing that you want to talk about. James called first. He wanted to talk about what you said, Mark, or what I said, and then Ernie Hancock, and he's like all over the place.
I didn't like him at all.
When has anyone liked James?
If James is going to heaven, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Give me a reservation in the other place.
Wherever I get to go, that James is not.
Leo is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Leo.
Yeah, I have a little bit of information for you.
Okay.
I think you need to learn a little bit why our courts are the way they are. I'm aware of, you remember the attorney that represented Randy Weaver, Jerry Spence?
Uh-huh.
He wrote a book, it's called With Justice for None. And what he does, he goes back and he tracks all this out. Right back to the universities and how they teach it. Plus, it's the liberal bent that's in the air, why the courts are the way they are.
I'm sorry, that really doesn't explain anything to me.
Is that what the suggestion is?
Hmm?
Is that the suggestion? Read the book?
Are you saying that it's because of the liberals? Is that what you're saying? It's because of liberals is why the courts are the way they are?
Partly. It's partly because of some liberals, and it's partly the way they teach lawyers in the beginning at universities.
You know, I will say there are some problems with the way they train attorneys. When I asked my attorney what was contained in the Ninth Amendment, you know, she didn't know. I had to give it to her by memory.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of strange because the Ninth Amendment says that, enumeration of certain rights in the Constitution should not be held to deny or disparage others retained by the people, which kind of implies that we have an infinite number of rights, and it seems like the sort of things that defense attorneys ought to know.
For sure. Go ahead.
See, the thing I faced was I had to go through a divorce, and somebody told me, you handle it this way. I handled it, and I got a big payoff from the other party, and also a girlfriend says, I'm suing you for my goods. And I just told the magistrate, hey, all she had to do was ask about it. I learned how to handle some legal things along the way. But I just suggest that, you know, what he says in there, I've read part of it. I haven't gotten into it yet.
Well, there's a lot of problems with the court system, and I'm sorry, I don't believe that it has to do with the liberals or the conservatives or anything like that. I think it has to do with the fact that people in power, whatever their political beliefs, are going to aggregate more power to themselves. And if you look at the, you know, you look at the court system's history, and thank you, Leo, for the call. You look at the history of it. They got rid of jury nullification back in the late 1800s. I mean, the Republicans and Democrats didn't even exist back then. So,
well, I would say that it was there were the Democratic Republicans.
Yeah, but not like
late
today.
1800s. There were definitely the Republicans. Lincoln was the first Republican, so there were definitely Republicans.
The Republicans and Democrats did not exist like today.
Right.
Back in the late 1800s.
But the liberals probably wanted the reason the jury nullification took such a hit in history is essentially because white Southerners who hated blacks were using it to get murderers of blacks off of murder charges. So I would say
technically that's not jury nullification because they're not doing it because they consider the murder statute to be unjust, but because they're biased against certain defendants or victims.
Do you think that was the reason for it, Mark?
Yes, absolutely. Now, it was used decades prior to that, to go after, to release Northerners who helped blacks escape. So, I mean, it has a spotty history at best.
Is there evidence for that, or is that your speculation?
There is strong evidence that people were acquitted in lynchings when there was sufficient evidence.
Oh, no, that's not what I mean. I know that things like that happened. I'm asking, is there evidence for your contention that it was those acquittals that led to jury nullification being eliminated from, you know, like jury instructions and people being able to even talk about it in court and things like that?
I've read it in places. All I can say is that I would believe that there's correlative data as far as the timing goes. I don't know that there are memos going between judges that say that we have to get rid of this jury nullification thing, a thousand-year right of in English common law because of these things happening. I don't know the answer to that. I would suspect the Southern judges probably wanted to see those people let go too. In a lot of cases, those were
I suspect they got rid of jury nullification because it's a threat to their system. It's a threat to the power that the judges would like to aggregate to themselves, and the jury nullification stands in the way of that. In fact, Rich Paul, you and I are board members on NHJury.com.
Then you really should look this up. You should know the history.
No, I don't need to know all that.
I don't
need
to. I would like to learn the history. If I have time, I'll look it up.
855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here in moments. You can bring up what's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your backers. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here in the remaining moments. There's enough time for you if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Republic of Texas had a meeting raided by a multi-jurisdictional force. At least 20 officers corralled, searched, and fingerprinted 60 meeting attendees, seized all cell phones and recording equipment in the Valentine's Day 2015 raid on the Texas separatist group. The claim is that the Republic of Texas guys had sent some sort of notice, some kind of subpoena to a Kerr County judge and a bank employee demanding they appear at the Republic's court, which is stationed in the Veterans and Foreign Wars building in Bryan, Texas. The Kerr County Sheriff, Rusty Heierholzer, says, quote, "You can't just let people go around filing false documents to judges trying to make them appear in front of courts that aren't even real courts," said Rusty, the county sheriff.
I love the boss hog voice he did there. That was great.
How do you know it's not a real court? What is it that makes their courts real versus the Republic of Texas's courts? Why is one court real but the other court isn't?
Because one court has more guns.
But still, by its basic construction, they've got a room. There's a man calling himself a judge. There's a person calling themselves a prosecutor. They've got a gavel. You know, why is that not real? It's as real as any other court. It's all just a play.
I think that it's
pretty... Does a guy wear a dress?
Possibly.
Okay. Maybe even a wig. If he wears a dress, it's a real court.
What if he puts on a wig? Would that make it more real?
They might wig out.
So these courts have, they're basically cartelized, right? Like the
government courts.
The government courts recognize the other government courts, and they say, oh, yeah, these people are legit and that sort of thing. What these other folks are, I wouldn't call them a court necessarily. They're an arbitration organization or arbitration group, and that's what they're proposing to do in this circumstance. I think the problem with the Republic of Texas is they're trying to be another government and another state, and I just have no use.
Well, that's what a lot of secessionists want, is they want their own state.
But you know as well as I do, I offer arbitration services right here for our little community.
But those are voluntary, and you're not sending subpoenas out to people.
Nope. If people come, they pay for the arbitration services, and I decide who's right, who's wrong, and who has to pay for it.
I'm going to bring Rob on the line here in Alabama via Skype. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Mark.
Hey, good to be here.
Hey, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I have been to several meetings with some of the common law judge courts here around in Alabama, and mostly as an observer, but...
What are these? Are these the independent folks who are not connected with the state of Alabama or the city?
Correct. They're individuals who have somehow studied some form of law. They have Latin law books and other legal texts that they use.
Where are you having this court? Is it in someone's living room? Did they rent a business
would
space?
Meet at, a lot of times they would meet like at a restaurant in a big room in a restaurant usually.
And what's going on? What are you seeing happen in these?
Well, the one I saw, and I really don't know what the outcomes of all these were, but one I saw was a man had bought a house, had a loan. And it was around 2009, around in there, and there was some kind of government program to delay your mortgage payments or something like that as part of this bailout deal. I don't know if anybody remembers anything like that. So that's what he had, and he had all his documentation, all his, letters and communications with all these different agencies and people. And the bank had gone ahead and foreclosed on him and put all his stuff out on the street. And he had tried several different remedies, and they listened to all of his, looked at all his documents, listened to his story. They actually had a type of a grand jury there, and they were going to subpoena these people. I don't know whatever came out of that, actually.
How did you get invited to this thing?
Well, it was just through being involved with local liberty-oriented people and groups and just getting into the fringe elements of that. And,
it's interesting. I'm interested to know that people are actually doing this, because we've always heard people talking about it, but it would
sounds more productive than spending your night watching TV. So yeah, okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, hey, I'm free. What else am I going to do? Watch TV. Well, here's another interesting aspect. I mean, these guys are also like no license plates, no driver's license.
Right.
And roughed up all the time, but nothing. The interesting thing is, and I know another guy up here closer to me who has been a freedom fighter in that area for a long time. He's in his 70s, and for years he's had no license plate, no driver's license.
Wow.
He just has a license plate that says private.
I love
those
people.
Roughed him up. Thrown him in jail. It never sticks. He's out on, he's always gets back out. But
I think those people are so brave, and I think we need to have a bunch of them move to New Hampshire.
I would love to have those people in New Hampshire show up for their events.
Well, there's actually, quite an anti, under the covers, and maybe not so in these areas down here. There's, I was just reading about some of the atrocities of the, Civil War that happened down here. There is a strong anti-federalist sentiment, and a lot of people are like,
"South will rise
again."
Yeah.
But one interesting thing about these guys, what they claimed, these judges, they claimed that they went after the bonds of different public officials down in the middle of the state, and that they were selling their cars and having financial
problems.
Those
are big claims, and claims like that.
And I don't verify that, but that was a person who claimed to have done that.
Yep.
The Montana Freeman did do that. They received some unwanted federal attention
for it.
They were putting liens on the property of public officials, and I'm quite sure they made those public officials very uncomfortable when they did that.
Thanks, Rob, for your call tonight. I appreciate the story. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Thing is, though, when you start sending out subpoenas, that's what happened with this Republic of Texas group. They sent out what appeared to be legalistic-looking forms to a judge and a bank employee, and then as a result, they got their meeting raided. The sheriff says he used a show of force, grouping officers from city, county, state, and federal law enforcement to serve a search warrant for suspicions of a misdemeanor crime. He said he had worries that some extremists in the group could become violent, citing a 1997 incident, that's more than 15 years ago, when 300 state troopers surrounded an armed Republic leader for a week-long standoff. Jarnicki, who's the current president of the Republic of Texas, said of the 97 incident, quote, "We've had years of bad press, but we're not those people. But yes, we are still making every attempt to get independence for Texas, and we're doing it in a lawful and international manner," unquote. The Republic has a lengthy list of qualms with the federal government, among them that Texas was illegally annexed in 1845. But most of their complaints have to do with the behavior of the American legislature and the executive. Robert Wilson, a senator in the Republic, equated politicians in D.C. to the, quote, "kings and emperors of the past," and sees Texas
independence. Well, he's absolutely right, because these people, this Texas, Republic of Texas, they have as much legitimacy as the First Continental Congress did. You know, when the colonists got together, you know, they had their little elections of people. Yeah, by no means did everybody vote in these elections. So they, you know, sent people off to represent them or whatever. Mm-hmm. These were just people getting together and talking about stuff. With legal theories and that sort of thing.
The 78-year-old pastor, Robert Wilson, said, quote, "This is the century for colonialist ambitions to be reversed. I've watched a lot of things happen, and the people of the world are fed up. The spirit of the world right now is make things smaller, move governments closer to home, take back self-rule."
Yeah.
Jarnicki said he was being taxed by a foreign government, and he feels doesn't represent him, and protested having to fund bank bailouts and foreign wars. Jarnicki said, quote, "According to the U.S. Constitution, the only place any army should be is guarding our own borders, not invading and trying to impose their will on every other country of the world." Still, he and Wilson said their group would not resort to violence, but is working through world courts to get international recognition of an independent Texas. They say their methods are legal, but Sheriff Heyerholzer contests that.
Jesus, what a name.
He says, quote, "We've had a lot of dealings with the Republic of Texas members in the past here, too, flooding the court with simulated documents. I don't have any problem with them going back to the Republic of Texas, but they need to do it through the proper legal channels."
How the hell is the proper legal channel for Texas to secede? Come on.
The search warrant is looking to accuse people of, quote, simulating legal processes. They were authorized to seize all computers, media storage, software, cell phones, and paper documents. It's a horrifying story. There's a little bit more. We'll post the rest
of it.
It
really is. Does the NH Liberty Party need to worry about this?
We're not sending out, legalistic-looking documents, so no, not at all.
I don't blame you.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.